This is TWiT.
Yesterday, we learned that Verizon is buying AOL for $4.4 billion. As I said yesterday, we presume that Verizon is spending the big bucks not for TechCrunch or HuffPost or Engadget, but for AOL's programmatic advertising tool that uses computer algorithms rather than salespeople to buy and sell ads on their websites. Today on Bloomberg News, you guys have a profile of AOL CEO Tim Armstrong and what's next for him. Do you think he wants to run Verizon?
I wouldn't doubt if he wants to run Verizon. I don't think he will run Verizon. He talked a lot about his relationship with Marnie Walden through these conversations. She runs Verizon Wireless, which is not, I mean, it's a subsidiary of the parent company, which is run by yet another layer of executives. AOL is a big acquisition for Verizon. It's their biggest in, I think, 6 years, when they bought, some network infrastructure from Frontier in 2009. So it's not an insignificant deal for them, but, you know, Tim is not going to come in there and run the place. AOL is going to add an important new piece to Verizon with, as you said, some of the online and digital advertising know-how that they have, and turning Verizon into a media company, which is a new thing for them and is kind of a trendy thing to do in the telecom industry with Comcast buying NBC and a number of other companies getting into entertainment and media.
Right. I mean, I've heard a few people talk about, well, does this mean that Engadget and TechCrunch can still, you know, not be biased? But I mean, this is kind of a common thing for everybody to own. Everybody, it's been going on for a while, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, Bloomberg is a technology company. We sell products and, you know, our terminals to Wall Street and businesses around the world. I mentioned Comcast is a communications and media Goliath. All sorts of media companies have connections and owners who are associated in all different businesses. But as long as, you know, the editorial independence remains, and from what I see at AOL, after it bought TechCrunch, it has, and with Engadget, they have maintained editorial independence. I don't think that you should be too concerned about that.
Right. So now Forbes had an article conjecturing that Verizon made the deal to get Tim Armstrong. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Tim is, you know, Tim has a very nice pedigree. He spent a lot of time at Google before running some of their sales business, and you know, he's a sharp guy. But you don't spend $4.4 billion on one guy. They have, you know, they've created a pretty interesting sort of new media business when right now it's hot to be a media business. You don't really think of AOL in the same breath as like Box or BuzzFeed, but they really do have the eyeballs and, you know, a ton of clout in digital advertising and in, you know, sort of having the big audience to expose those advertisers to.
Right. And, you know, $4.4 billion kind of seems like a lot of money, but it's interesting because it's only a fraction of what AOL paid for Time Warner in 2000. Of course, that was the, you know, dot-com bubble, but they paid $165 billion for Time Warner, and that didn't turn out so well for them. But this isn't really that risky of a deal for Verizon, is it?
No, I mean, AOL is a shadow of its former self. I mean, yeah. It was, you know, it was really just like a product of a certain era. In the late 90s, like, they brought the internet to millions of homes, and they were, a lot of people thought, what is the internet? And that was AOL at the time. That's no longer the case. They still have their dial-up business, and there still are apparently like 1 million or 2 million old people who have no idea what this thing is on their bill, and they continue to subscribe. But yeah, AOL today is a very different company. It's a digital media company now, and whereas it was very much a technology and telecom company back then, which would have been maybe a more logical match for Verizon, that old AOL, than this current one, which makes this deal so interesting.